and we're going to start off with major developments in HIV research, which may see a potential cure and weakening of the stigma around HIV. James Just has this story.
A potential cure for HIV could soon be in reach through an antiviral protein made by mutating an existing HIV protein. The null basic protein made by QIMR Berghofer Medical Research Institute scientist David Harrich may be an effective off switch, immobilizing the virus completely. As a potential functional cure for HIV, the cells would remain inactive within the body, unlike a sterilizing cure which would eliminate the virus entirely. In an interview with the Sydney Morning Herald, David Harrich said his work demonstrates the concept of shutting down the virus without damaging the cell.
What we've been able to do is to show you that you can treat a cell with a specific protein that then turns the virus off. So these cells still have HIV, they simply do not make the virus protein anymore. It demonstrates the concept that there is mechanisms by which you can completely shut down virus in the cell without harming the cell. That's what's interesting about this. This could take quite some time, you know, it's probably more than 10 years away.
According to the World Health Organization, nearly 1.2 million people died from HIV-related causes in 2014, with more than 37 million people infected worldwide. Director of Health Promotion, Policy and Communications at the Victorian AIDS Council, Colin Petrini, says the stigma associated with HIV will weaken with a potential cure.
I think that the stigma associated with HIV infection is significant and in some ways kind of systemic. So I'm not sure. I think it will take some time for that stigma to be kind of dismantled, if you like. In relation to cure research, if it was either way, if you're able to switch off the virus or find some way of flushing it out of every part of your body and destroying it, then both would approximate what we would consider to be a cure. But whether that would have a significant and positive effect on the stigma associated with HIV infection is yet to be seen, I guess.
Mr. Petrini says stigma is still a major issue for those living with HIV, saying he hopes a potential cure will break the stigma.
So I think that, you know, we've seen amazing advances in the past three decades in relation to the treatment of HIV infection. But the one thing that sort of remains fairly kind of stable and stubbornly stable, I suppose, is the stigma associated with the virus. And that is a very serious issue for people living with HIV. They face stigma and discrimination every day of their lives, basically. And we are certainly sort of working and fighting to end that stigma where we see it occurring.
When discussing how stigma would be affected by a potential cure, Mr. Petrini says people are stubborn and the stigma would lessen gradually.
I think it would dwindle. It would diminish, certainly, if there was a cure. But I think those sorts of attitudes are very stubborn in people and they sort of hang around for some time. So my hope would be, of course, that it would end. We work for the end of HIV-related stigma every single day at the AIDS Council, and so I would hope that that would be the case, but I think that it would be more of a kind of a gradual diminution.
Executive Director of the National Association of People with HIV Australia, Bill Patterson, says there are currently three main inquiries which may help to develop a cure for HIV.
It seems to be three streams of cure research. One is vaccine, which is it's called therapeutic vaccine rather than a preventative vaccine. So that's essentially vaccine which will stimulate the body's own immune system to fight HIV. That's one line of inquiry. The other line of inquiry requires an understanding of the concept of latency, that is that HIV exists in various tissues of the body where they aren't reached by antiretroviral drugs. They don't create damage to the immune system, but they lie sort of dormant. And the idea is to kick them out of their dormancy and then use drugs to kill those cells.
Mr. Patterson says it will be difficult to help the public understand the individual inquiries and the implications of a potential cure.
The second is a binding gag, which is it's to create some kind of chemical envelope around the virus so that it can achieve access to the cells of the body and thus damage them and create damage to the immune system. There's other lines of inquiry, as you've probably become aware, and it is quite complex messaging when we're trying to speak to the general public about what, one, those lines of inquiry are, and the implication for that in terms of development of cure.
That report was by James Just.